The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
All right, we've been covering, you know, things since COVID began in terms of animals, as we talked about earlier, just being more and more willing to approach people or coming out from their hiding spots. A couple of stories here. The first one, a large bear hit the jackpot in a raid of a California campsite. This bear first starts to fumble with a cooler.
Oh, you can't leave your cooler out like that.
Here? Oh, my God.
Wow, what? It turned it into its own right there. Personal buffet.
The cooler pulling out all the goods. Leia Estrella from Orange County shot this video from inside her tent. Wow.
Yeah, she's in the tent.
Oh, my God.
Her family was
camping
up in the Mammoth, and Leia describes it as the scariest moment that she has ever experienced.
It just happened so fast, and it's amazing how quiet the bear was, too. She's big. She's huge.
Huge.
I don't know how she was able to just go in our camp without even us noticing her.
Says the bear came back three times before finally leaving for good. Had some good food there,
tiny.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, the bear took off with a family steaks and a homemade Filipino dish.
It's like a steak night. I know that prime rib's in there somewhere.
They have another one, too. I'm sure it opened that one later.
Yeah.
Came back and opened the big one. Where's the meat one?
So you're in your tent with just a wee bug screen in front of you.
Yeah.
And this bear's right there eating all your food.
It's not just like a black bear, either. That's like a big brown bear.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just either waiting for it to kill you or to just decide not to.
You should be
to.
Thankful it found the steaks.
I love there's a guy in the background just watching, too. Like, hope you don't get killed.
Right. They said someone screamed at them, there's a bear coming!
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for screaming. Thank you for taking the bear's attention off of the meat that it's stealing from.
Yeah.
And now it's going to smell me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here he comes.
Oh, great.
Andy's in a tent just giving me many fingers.
Right,
exactly.
Stop. Just shut up. There's a bear right there.
They want you to respond.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't see the bear. I didn't see. Oh, God, I'm being mauled.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't talk.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you can't. You got to keep it on the down.
Exactly. Yeah. It is wild, man. People are willing to just record their impending death.
They are.
You know?
And that's the age we live in now.
Yeah.
For sure.
So many people catch their death.
One more bear story. This reminds me of how Jameson would react if he saw a bear, because he has no fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until that bear swipes him and kills him. This is a little Jack Russell Terrier in British Columbia, Canada, who is not having a bear that came into his backyard.
Oh,
the audio's not working on this. But this little dog, very protective, didn't like it when the bear came in. Bear clearly has a size advantage here. Didn't know what to make of this little dog. The dog chased him out. The bear, like, even falls on his ass at some point.
Is that a cub, though?
It looks like a younger bear.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I don't know what that is, but it has the fury of 1,000 wolves inside it.
Yep.
I don't know. It's a pretty big cub. If it's a cub, it's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
I think it's a young adult bear.
Yeah. Look, this little Jack Russell is like, come on, bitch! Get out!
The bear's like, I don't know.
And once one of those little dogs thinks like it's got something up on you, it'll never give up.
You know
That's
what,
hilarious.
Though? The dog's tail was wagging, and I've seen things where dogs and bears have an unspoken kind of language with each other, like where they kind of can tell when it's like play mode or danger mode. The Alaskan Husky things were like playing with these polar bears.
Yeah, polar bears. Polar bears will pet dogs.
Right.
The way that bear slides.
He's like, ah, I'm a skittish bear.
Dog.
You poor bastard. I know. The dog is so tiny.
Because the bear's the one there that's kind of like being a bitch about it.
Even bears are annoyed by Jack Russell Terriers. That's what that's what you're figuring out here. Oh my God. They are.
That bear was scared.
They're a lot, those dogs.
He was like, I hope he doesn't do anything. He was going crazy, this little Jack Russell Terrier.
He bites me.
Oh my God.
That is what Jameson did to me on the weekend with some deer. every time because we see so many deer, and he just went crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm like, if this deer charges at me and hits me, you're dead, dude.
Even Jameson has that. He's like, I know I have. He's like, I think he knows stuff he should fear and doesn't fear.
Yeah.
But he does probably think he's a lot bigger than he is. Like, I don't think they understand how small they are.
His new thing, he will not sit on the ground anymore.
Yeah.
He's got to be on a chair.
Well, you know, he's really? Dressed all the time. He's, you know,
he's transformed
kind
into
of...
full human. That's like hilarious. He will be sitting and he'll be like, "Hurr!" Like, what? And I pull a chair out and then he's like, fine. And then he sits up at the table.
He wants to be included.
He does not want to be on the ground. If he's not on the couch, he's on a chair. He won't be on the floor anymore. Wow.
In like 2 years from now, you'll find him reading a newspaper with glasses on.
I think that's where it's going.
Welcome home.
I think that's where it's going.
Oh, hello, David.
He'll be on the computer, like, using a mouse.
Like, where'd you learn to do that, Jameson? Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm Jameson.
It's super crazy.
He's watching videos of dogs banging.
Yeah, exactly.
No, get that off. No. He clicks off of it real quick.
I'm sorry. Dad's home. Hi, Dad.
He's like, oh, I forgot that my wiener's always exposed.
Yeah, exactly.
To what lengths would you go to get free Wi-Fi?
I would pull up in front of your establishment in my car.
A couple has named their newborn daughter after an internet provider in exchange for free Wi-Fi for 18 years.
What name did they have to go with?
Twi-Fi.
Twi-Fi?
Twi-Fi.
I don't even know it.
Well, it's in Switzerland.
Ooh, Twi-Fi.
Twi-Fi. Okay.
The dad spotted an ad on Facebook from this startup company called Twi-Fi, which offered free Wi-Fi for 18 years if anyone named their child after the company.
Man, he's going to really be upset when Elon Musk turns on all the free internet in like 2 years from now.
Mm. No, shield. Twi-Fi.
Oh, Twi-Fi. Well, Twi-Fi is going to... Who knows what Twi-Fi is going to do?
So Twi-Fi if it was a girl and Twi-Fus if it was a boy.
Oh, I love Twi-Fus.
It sounds like you've got a speech impediment. Twi-Fus, get down here.
It's like Travis, but you can't say it.
Twi-Fus, get back down here.
What do you want now?
Twi-Fus,
stop saying my name.
You do your homework.
I didn't do my homework.
You better get your homework done, Twi-Fus.
You're really getting on my nerves. I'll tell you what.
The speech impediment family.
Twi-Fus.
It's great. Genetically, too.
Yeah.
Everybody has a whole family.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Are you twifling? You been twifling behind my back?
Quoth.
Oh. So you get the little TH lisp in there, too. Yeah. What? Family with all different ones.
Oh, my
each
God.
Each one has a different... The speech impediment family? Why hasn't that show been invented?
Because it's offensive.
Oh, I guess. Could be on cable.
Maybe not.
The new parents who are 30 and 35 wish to remain anonymous, but they did name their daughter Twi-Fi.
Hmm. So obviously you name it like Twi-Fi Lisa... You know,
yeah, whatever Lisa real
Way.
Name,
Twi-Fi Lisa Way,
and then you just call her Lisa her whole life, right? And then you explain it later and be like, hey, listen,
we changed your entire life for free internet,
yeah.
Yeah,
a bad idea.
She's like, thanks a lot,
yeah,
thanks a lot,
really, Tony Twi-Fi.
Oh, Twi-Fus.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
This bitch is in St. Petersburg, Florida. If you're going to give the cops a fake name, like, make it a real fake name.
Yeah.
Like, like not, just a normal.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a, just a full sentence and a ridiculous one at that.
Oh. My name is Superman Odinson.
Yeah. Oh, well. Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah.
Police in St. Petersburg got a call about a woman who refused to leave a gas station. When they got there, and they were planning to arrest her for trespassing, they asked her for her name. She said, and I quote, "My name is... My butt just farted."
Her parents were mean.
Yeah. Little baby, my butt just farted.
So cute. So cute.
No matter how many times they asked her for her name, she kept repeating, "My name is, my butt just farted."
Not finding that, ma'am.
She stuck with it.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that is not her name.
No.
She's actually a 33-year-old woman named Melinda Lynn Guerrero. And one of the cops knew that because she had Guerrero tattooed on her back.
Okay. All right. It's just a random name.
She was charged with trespassing, providing a false name to law enforcement. The cops believe she was likely under the influence.
Sure.
Her mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There is my butt just farted.
Imagine, though, like they're like grilling her, like, come on!
Yeah.
She's like, hold on, hold on. Pulled out the ID and was like, oh, my butt just farted.
My butt just farted! Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here's her name, here's my butt just farted!
Oh, my God. Well, go on with yourself, I guess.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be with a lady who goes by the fake name of my butt just farted.
Yeah.
That's classless.
Yeah, very much.
I want a classier lady in my life.
I know you do.
Yeah. Right?
So my butt just tooted is better for you?
Oh. Absolutely, James.
There
absolutely.
You go. What a babe.
And we take her on. But yeah, look at her mugshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you can't believe her.
No.
Nope. My butt just farted.
Sweaty.
God, I would have a hard time as a cop.
That's such a complicated job.
Officer Dave just wouldn't have time for one. My butt just farted.
Right.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
I would not.
You know.
You'd be like, all right, you're not going to tell me?
He's like a 1960s cop.
Not a 1960s cop.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be good.
No.
There's a reason we go into different professions. Right.
Right, sure.
Officer Dave would get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Of course you would. All right. This story. Wow. Listen, I'll say that it's crazy that anyone should drive drunk. But this guy.
Whole new level.
Was he super drunk?
22-year-old Dayton Weber was driving in Mechanicsville, Maryland this month. And he crashed his truck about 2 in the morning. It's about 40 miles south of D.C. He plowed right into a cop car, and then he hit a building. Luckily, no one was hurt. The fact that he'd been drinking obviously played a big role. This also played a big role. He has no arms or legs.
Oh, yeah, that'll impede your driving.
He has no arms and no legs.
Gee, how is he doing it? Does he have a special vehicle?
He's got to have one of those mouth things.
His truck has to have some sort of device.
He's got the mouth thing.
Oh, they can drive with their mouths? I didn't know that.
I don't know.
He's a quadruple amputee.
Yes.
Quadruple.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's rough.
But not good?
No.
How'd he get in there?
I don't, but he's got like a big pickup truck.
I mean, I got to put you in there.
But I still, even with a mouthpiece, can you steer?
I gotta put you in.
I mean, I do. I do, right?
Yeah.
Unless he's got like a wee ramp or something.
So he scoots.
Yeah, he might be.
He scoots.
He might be doing.
I'm just trying to figure out how it goes down.
Well, but why?
But a truck. I don't know how you get in a truck.
Yeah,
like that.
He scoots. Okay, so he's got more stuff than I guess I thought. I just assumed.
What do you mean more stuff?
It looks, you know, he can get around. He's got some bits of legs.
Not enough to drive a car.
No. But enough to shimmy into a car.
Yeah.
If you had a ramp. What I thought, I mean, my brain went right to, like, all the bad jokes. It went to Bobber,
right,
Matt.
Yeah. What I don't understand is... people with trucks, okay, a lot of times they're hauling. You get a truck because you got to do a lot of hauling.
Yeah.
I don't know what he had to haul so much, and then I don't know the people that would be like,
no,
hey, you got a truck.
Not always.
Will you help me out? Yeah. I'm going to ask a quadrupled amputee guy to help me move this weekend.
Like, you know. So for me, obviously, I got my Jeep. I raised it up a little bit, but I have a small penis. So, like, it makes sense, right? Yeah. Like, it makes sense. But the... Like, today I was passed by a truck that almost looked exactly like this. And it's funny when you have a lifted truck, but then, like, another guy has got it lifted 10 times further than yours. And this guy had it lifted and painted underneath and lights. He had, like purple lights and everything going and a big, one of those big diesel engines with the giant exhaust and everything.
It is, like, it screams, like, pay new stuff.
So he pulled up beside me, and then he's, like, revving his engine, and then he rocketed off. But then we were, like, stopped again, and I wanted nothing more. I wanted to be, like, roll my window down and be like,
You small penis too? Yeah.
You just give him a thumbs up.
Like, yeah. Like, yours is really tiny. Yeah, great
instead
job.
Instead of the Jeep Wave, you should do like the tiny penis. Yeah,
really big one. But it was. It was like a giant pickup. And like, there's it wasn't for hauling. You know, it was for hauling ass.
What do you need a pickup for if you are a quadruple amputee? Like, couldn't you get a mini?
Well, it seems like
you could get whatever. I think it's like either strokes. It's either in the same way that the small penis thing makes you do some stuff. Maybe like missing a lot of stuff makes you go big.
Right.
Probably
makes you go big.
I mean, that's a crazy life to be an amputee. So that means he had them before.
Yeah.
It's not like he was born that way. Yeah. A lot of people with no arms and legs are born that way.
Yeah.
Well, that's what, one story says a driver with no arms and no legs. This story says quadruple amputee.
Yeah.
So we assume that's correct. The pictures of this are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go see it. But that's his big pickup truck. That's him on the porch. And that's him, I guess, kind of. Did he
gets around?
Did he
okay.
have a blowtorch at some point? I don't know. There's a blowtorch on the scene.
Well, you never know. That could be a little bad.
Why are there four doorbells?
Yeah, I was looking at that too.
Maybe four different units.
Yeah, probably.
Is there four different people living in the same?
Wow. Oh, that must
that
be
was just a house.
Yeah. Or he just maybe he whatever he one he can reach.
He can't reach any of them, Dave.
Well, he's going to have to ring it with his nose his either way.
Oh yeah.
They are at his head level.
They are. That's
the doorbells are at his head level,
but they're at like arm level for they're at like regular doorbell level. Yeah. It seems.
Yeah,
but I bet you're right. It's four different places.
It's got to be.
Yeah, it's four units in that one building.
Mm-hmm.
And he plowed into all of them.
Right. Like, oh, man, my house was just destroyed by the quadruple amputee man with the giant truck that I can't explain why he has.
I can't tell you, but I didn't see it coming.
Exactly. Okay, all joking aside, wouldn't you be terrified if you shared a place with a guy that drove with no arms and legs?
Okay. I would have thought so until, like I know a guy who plays video games with just his mouth, and that guy's incredible. So I guess you just have to prove it to me. You'd have to prove it. I'd want to see you go out.
You want to see him parallel park. I understand.
I want him to prove it to me, and I'm like, okay. Because I can't parallel park, and I've got all my parts.
Exactly.
I'd be worried, wary of anybody that was an alcoholic, but especially the quadruple amputee.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, exactly. The problem, right?
I'd be more worried about just how bombed you are all
exactly.
the time.
Crazy stuff.
That would be actually more disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be kind of be like, he's driving right now.
Yeah.
But at
get
the same time,
inside, Amber, get the kids inside.
We need to get some blockers.
I can't tell how much upper parts he's got.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he has still a partial arm that he can...
Yeah, that he can still drive
with.
Yeah,
why are all the shots, like, covering
everything?
They're, like,
hiding everything.
Yeah. I think they're trying to be, like, tasteful.
Respectful.
Right.
I think that's it.
With the angles they took the pictures. But I get, like, you can operate a motor vehicle using your mouth. Like, I get, like, the brake and, like, accelerator. But steering, I don't, like... Would you be able to steer like that? Like,
that's
using your mouth to play a video game to me is different than
driving a vehicle.
The truck. And plus, he's gonna have to like find a way to get it seatbelted in because there's not like a lift or whatever that's gonna accommodate a wheelchair because he's not driving a van, he's driving a truck.
Yeah,
because some of those vans, there's like a little elevator that gets the wheelchair into the van, and then you can wheel the wheelchair right up to the driver's seat,
right?
And that locks into place, and you're driving from your wheelchair. It's just the whole thing is crazy. It's almost like he got into a truck that he had no business driving.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 22 and that life, though, you can understand.
Oh, sure. I'm sure I'd be wasted, too.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
But you just can't get behind the wheel of your modified.
Right.
Gigantic.
Don't get the huge diesel-powered tank truck. If you're drinking.
Call an Uber. hop on into an Uber.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
You got to. I was trying to see if he was on social media, but can't seem to find him. Anyways, yeah, it would be a...
Well, that's the thing, like, you know, and we don't know anything about him. Like, he could have been in the war. He could have, like, it could be IED. It could be anything. Like, who knows what this guy's been through, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're right. And your butt.
I mean,
how do you take care of that?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Bidet.
Bidet, Lisa. Thank you. Nailed it.
I feel like a bidet would do a pretty good job, but
it'd be pretty. No, that thing does a wonderful job. Does a wonderful job.
If he doesn't have a bidet,
he's got one.
He just could also have a nurse or something too. Who's
yeah, I wonder if he's like, I don't know, like semi-assisted living or something.
You know, with those four units in that,
but
one.
He has a truck that he drives around. So I don't understand that part of it.
Someone said those trucks and vans are the number one stolen vehicles because of all the modifications, which is pretty effed up. So they can sell them for
maybe the parts.
Oh, that is messed up.
That is, and he had no prosthetics on that we could see. By the way,
no.
People are asking all sorts of questions.
I know that they'll do it like specific to whatever kind of amputation you have, or you know, they can modify it that way. That sucks that people are stealing those. What a horrible thing.
Yeah, no, that's brutal. Yeah, that's absolutely brutal. I hope this guy gets his life together.
Yeah, sure. And then you hope those other people are keeping an eye out for when he's driving around in that truck.
Yeah, yes, you do. Let's cut him off.
Yeah.
Okay. Paralyzed man in Russia jumped into the ocean to save a guy in the water.
How, Dave?
You're we got a lot of questions. We got a lot of questions this morning.
Right.
But here's the crazy thing about this story. It turns out this Russian guy was paralyzed when he jumped into that same ocean 13 years ago to save someone else who was drowning.
So he hit his head or something?
Oh, yeah, he must have broke his neck.
He's being hailed a hero for jumping into the ocean to save a drowning man, despite the fact that he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay. So he can move his arm.
Yeah. Nikita Vankov was on a pier in Anapa, Russia, when he noticed a swimmer struggling. Two other men tried to help the swimmer, but then they too began to struggle.
I got this.
That's when Vankov got out of his wheelchair, thrust himself onto the pier, and then thrust himself into the water, using only his arms to keep himself afloat.
What a badass.
Well, I will say this. You know, have you seen a lot of guys where they've been confined to a wheelchair for a long time, and they're just gigantic.
Oh, up top.
They're gigantic.
You can say he's gigantic.
He's not a good dude. I bet he was just like,
throw that out.
He's like, just another day, still a hero from the last time. I hope I never see him. Oh, not again.
Did he save these guys?
Yeah. Well, he jumped in to save them.
Right, he tried.
They're not crediting him with
almost seem like you're adding to the mix. Now that I see him, I almost feel like he's just adding into the mix of trouble.
That is true. He kind of is making more trouble.
No.
Don't do it.
You know, if I see that going on, I'd be like, excuse me, let me do this. I will go save them.
Right, there's other guys there that are not paralyzed.
He's like a dolphin.
Wow. I
can't believe that he did that.
Come on. Everyone seems to be okay now, though. Oh, no, you just hurt someone.
He's running into people.
Yep.
I don't think we got
four guys going down. Four guys going down.
Please stop. You're not helping. You're dragging me down.
These four guys going down there.
I don't know.
Did anyone make it out alive?
It didn't seem like
it. It didn't seem very good.
It wasn't Baywatch. It wasn't a Baywatch rescue, I'll say that.
No, it wasn't. He seemed like he was drowning that man.
Well, the other people, Russia must be so crazy that the other people are like, I'm sitting here enjoying watching three men drown. Oh, paralyzed man going to try too. Go ahead. I'm going to smoke and watch. And so
I will record. I will record.
Please, you record.
Okay.
Paralyzed man jump in, try his best, and make it worse, and then I'll watch here.
It wasn't like he did it, got in very fast, too. He was a very slow, because he had to, you know, get
the
legs.
He took his shorts off, too. He took his shorts off, then he jumped in.
Maybe no one thought he was actually going to jump in.
I know you're jumping in when you're putting your legs over. When you put, second he got out and started flipping his legs around, I knew. I was like, uh-oh. But when you watch the video of the four guys just floating, because it was almost like they were floating and he was going to give them something else to help him float, but then it looked like he was pulling one of the guys and almost pulling him under.
He was pulling everybody under.
Trying to kill them? He was a Russian assassin?
Yeah, he's like, oh, no.
He's paralyzed James Bond? Is that what you think?
I don't think so.
Yeah. He's playing like
I know right now. I'm like, uh-oh, there's trouble. There's trouble.
Yeah, all these other guys standing around, you're going to let a paralyzed guy jump in?
Yeah, they're all, but they
but
don't really
think.
Why is
he ready in a Speedo? He's ready to jump in.
He's in a Speedo.
Yeah,
that's just his underwear, huh?
No, you saw him in the picture. He had taken his shorts off.
He had a lot of time.
He had a lot of time.
It was so slow.
Somebody's drowning. Hold on. Just give me a minute. I got to get in my bathing suit.
Yeah, so he gets over there.
He hits that guy right in the balls.
He did that.
Yeah. Gets him down.
But like, there's like, and then later on, there's like a... Were they fighting each other?
I don't know.
He grabbed that guy.
He's trying to save him, but he's pretty much a dead weight at this point. And just,
are they fighting? Are two
no,
dudes?
No, they're not fighting.
That's all we they get do to look see. Like a we don't get to see the whole thing.
That's at least that's all I have for you.
There was just so many people standing there, and he's like, seriously?
Nobody find nobody help.
I got it. This don't work, you know. But you stand there, you don't want to, you know, have somebody steal your backpack or, you know, anything like that. I'll get it. It's fine.
I took my shirts off. Nikita Vankov was on a pier in Anapa, Russia, when he noticed a swimmer struggling. Two other men tried to help the swimmer, but they began to struggle. That's when he took his shorts off, got out of his wheelchair, onto the pier, and thrust himself into the water, using his arms to keep him afloat.
Okay.
He held his breath and embraced the drowning man from beneath him to try and keep his head afloat. He then had to be pulled to safety.
Sure.
I guess his legs cramped while he was swimming, he says.
His legs cramped?
That's what he told.
Who, the guy who was saving?
The swimmer or the guy?
Oh, it's got to be the guy. It's got to be the swimmer. It's got to be.
The drowning guy was like, I had big meal. I have cramp. The other guy's like, we are drunk on vodka. We don't know what to do.
Boo-hoo, I have no legs working, and I am fine.
I'll save this man somehow with half of me.
What I was trying to figure out is if the guy is on something, and that's why it seems like it's like a struggle in the water to try and keep one guy afloat.
Or he had the world's worst leg cramps. I don't know. Adding to that crazy story, the pier where this happened is the same one in which this paralyzed guy lost the use of his legs 13 years ago while he was trying to save another man from drowning.
All he does is go on this pier and
just
like save lives.
That's it.
He's there to save lives.
On that day, he fractured 3 vertebrae.
Well, sure.
And he's been in a wheelchair ever since. He said, today was a very difficult day. I had a lot of emotions from painful memories. Then I saw two guys helping a friend who was drowning. Never in my life could I thought I would find myself in that situation.
So he's like a lifeguard, a Russian.
He's as soon as he got out of there.
Well, that's what he thinks. Away. Like he cruises the pier waiting for people to drown.
Yeah,
he is.
Well, I think he just likes to swim, but that time it just was like, he's like, enough again.
He's still a very strong swimmer.
He is, kind of.
But so the guy that he's saving, he had leg cramps, correct? Is that what
I believe it too.
Why couldn't he just like lay on his back?
That's what they were doing.
Float?
That's what they were doing when he dove in. Look.
And then, but they couldn't get him over to safety. So
that's
then,
it. And they had to wait for a boat, I guess.
How do you feel when a paralyzed man has to save you?
Helpless.
Yeah, you feel pretty dumb.
Maybe there's something in the water that just makes your legs cramp, so he's immune to it because he's paralyzed. So he's like, I will save the day because my legs are immune to this cramping water.
This cramping Russian water?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But like, it's clearly the one drunk guy.
And then the paraplegic man trying to save the one drunk guy that got a cramp.
But it worked.
It worked.
It took 3 of them.
He's a hero.
He is. He's just like, you know, I'm going to find different pier.
He's in a Speedo. Right. And like I said, he cruises
at all times
here and he waits.
Rips off his pants and he's ready.
That's Russian Baywatch.
Yeah. He's the Russian Hasselhoff.
Mm-hmm. I'm Russian David Hasselhoff.
If you want to see this video, you can go to twitter.com/DaveAndChuck. I just tweeted it out there, but crazy story.
I would have thought off the bat he was making it much worse of a situation.
Mm-hmm. You think? I just can't believe
the
other
people. I'm not convinced he didn't.
Right. Yeah. I'm not either. We don't have the full video.
No. But it was just the other people were really bad. They're just like, we're watching men die. Very cute.
Yeah, they were bad at saving.
Right.
Oh, man. Weird, weird day. Mm-hmm. A lot of crazy stories in the news today. But yeah, so he's a Russian hero.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. Why he was in his Speedo, maybe that's his underwear. Maybe that's not a Speedo. Maybe that's just his tidy Russian Louis. Mm-hmm.
It is possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is possible.
Right? Because there's his shorts he just whipped off, and that's his, I believe that's
I'll
his Russian
underpants.
I'll
tell you, there underpants. Is a just gaggle of people. That
there's
could
so
not
many people.
Have cared less that this
I
guy
can't
was
believe
drowning.
There is at least about eight other people on that pier that could have helped, but they let this guy fling himself out of a wheelchair.
Right.
There's like a chick down there taking an Instagram photo. You know.
I mean, somebody recorded the whole thing, just like, I cannot wait to go get another drinks.
Yeah.
They're not jumping in that water.
Look at all the people there.
Different place, man.
But he's a Russian hero.
Yeah, he is. He tried.
He did try. I mean, he made it worse.
He made it worse,
but he tried. Yeah. And a lot of people wouldn't in his position, let me tell you that. What was this guy on is the question. A Kansas guy taken into custody after causing damage to a business, covering his entire nude body in ranch dressing, and then crashing a car.
My God.
Nobody here's done that before?
I hate ranch.
Shawnee County Sheriff's Office responded to a disturbance call about 3:30 in the morning on Saturday. This was at a deli. When deputies got there, they found a naked man under the influence of some substance. He had covered himself head to toe in ranch dressing and then was damaging property inside the business. When the cops got there, he ran outside and drove off. Didn't make it far, though. He crashed into a nearby pillar. Deputies took him into custody and to a local hospital where he was later released. No other injuries reported. Deputies are investigating any criminal aspects of the incident now.
Oh, my goodness. But was the cop on the scene, I'd be like, is it Mayo? Is it Mayo?
I don't know.
Is it Mayo?
I don't know. I'm going to have to taste it.
Just tasing you. I'm just tasing you.
Just in case.
It's ranch. It's ranch. It's fine.
We're good.
But it's just ranch.
What's on your body?
It's like a guy who comes in like a bomb squad thing, but with his one finger's out.
Right. He's like, ooh, goop. What is it?
It's ranch!
Okay, thank
you. It's ranch!
Woo!
The guy's a hero.
Yeah, you don't want anyone covered in a white creamy substance.
No.
You never know what it could be. But so what makes you cover your get naked and cover yourself in ranch dressing?
That's gotta be like some
love will do it. Love will do it.
Love? Oh, no, it's more than love.
Yeah.
It's love. More than love.
You're in love.
Yeah.
Is it spice? Is it that we're talking
something
about?
Something like that where you totally disconnect from reality. It's got to be like spice or like meth, and you'd been up for days.
Yeah. Or, you know, you've disconnected with this plane.
With everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've wasted a lot of ranch dressing.
And so my question is, are you a ranch lover?
You had it on hand.
No, he's at a deli. He broke into a deli.
Oh.
He broke in.
So is that like, so James, if James ever did spice, would he cover himself in ranch?
See,
because he loves it? Or would it be like totally out of character, like Andy covers himself in mayo?
Right.
See, I think what it is when you're on whatever this guy was on, I think you think like a goldfish where you're not doing anything with a plan. It's just reacting to every second with pure chaos.
Yeah.
So it's like you're running, you see a door, you kick it in. You run inside. You look. You're in a deli.
There's
you
a tub of
down,
ranch.
You pour it all over yourself.
Right.
You rub it all in. You run out the back. There's a car. You open it up. You get in. You just start. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's any.
I think he was hallucinating. I think that it was like he might have thought that it was some kind of sunscreen, or like he thought he was somewhere that wasn't a deli.
Yeah, look, if it was me, I'd be high and I'd be thinking I'm a cheesy gordita crunch because I'm breaking into a Taco Bell. And I'm going to cover myself in their spicy ranch.
Okay.
You know, then I'm going to run for the border because I'm like, I'm at Taco Bell. I got to get to the border.
Right.
I got to find a car to get to the border. I'm covered.
Would you have put cheese on yourself?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'd be like, oh man, my hair is looking kind of thin. I need to pick it up with my cheese hair. There we go. Oh, that shredded cheese.
Looks great.
I'm
great.
Covered in spicy ranch and I got cheese for hair. And I'm going straight to the border.
Right.
I'm a living cheesy gordita crunch.
Cheese hair.
Now I see how it can happen.
Right.
That would make more sense. If we ever see you in the news, I'll be like, oh, that totally
If I get cold, I'll start wrapping myself up in the gordita breads, you know?
Yeah.
A man covered in spicy ranch and gordita breads with cheese hair.
Oh, that mugshot will be something.
Oh, yes, it will.
Going on the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, they're still looking into this. They don't know why he covered himself. It'd be hard to get ranch out of your crevices.
Yeah, it would. It's got all those little spices in it.
Would it? I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't deal with ranch.
It's got spices. It's like in your pubes and your crack and stuff. It'd be hard.
Well, they just spray him off once he gets to prison, right?
Yeah, just
this fire hose that they hose it down with.
Just blast it.
Cleans it right off.
Yeah. We're off to England now, where a 93-year-old larger lady in England reported her dog missing. She hadn't seen him in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Wait, my dog.
Was it inside of her?
No. Oh.
It was stuck under her chair.
Oh, my dog. Where is it? I've not heard him bark in a while. I hear him somewhere. I'm going to lean slightly. Oh, no, he's underneath me.
93-year-old larger lady called police twice last weekend about her dog, Toby, who'd gone missing. One officer visited the woman's home to see if she needed any support. While the officer was there talking to her, she helped this lady reach an item that had fallen onto the floor.
And there it was.
As the officers knelt down, she noticed Toby was stuck underneath the woman's recliner.
93.
Yeah.
93 and big is a combination that's tough.
Do you think she maybe had her feet out, Toby ran underneath, and then she was like, I got to put that thing down and trapped him in there?
Oh, man.
Was it dead?
No, Toby's okay.
Toby's like, thank you. I live a very stressful life.
There's Toby.
I think she could take care of Toby.
No.
Poor
How old is Toby?
Doesn't say Toby's age.
Because a lot of times when you're 93, your dog is also like 19 years old or something like that, you know?
Toby had been missing for 2 days, but appeared to be fine, just hungry and thirsty. Both Toby and his owner were over the moon to be reunited. Clearly a huge relief for both of them. All sorts of people have been out the streets looking for Toby.
Man, so now somebody needs to help her take care of Toby.
Yeah, because obviously she didn't get out of that chair for 2 days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I didn't recline it or something.
She doesn't hear Toby?
But she probably can't hear if she's 93.
Might not be able to hear.
She can't hear. Poor Toby.
Toby's like, listen, every day is a nightmare.
Toby probably can't hear or see either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Toby's
really
stuck
old.
In a cave.
You're right. He's like, you know, even though, and I love her to death, but I swear.
Because I know my grandma had like a really ancient dog too. They both got real ancient together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes that's all like elderly people have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my grandma never had a dog when she got older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The officer made sure Toby was fed and watered before leaving the home. And checked to make sure that if the woman needed anything and then was on her way.
Toby's like, can you do me a solid and like check up on me from time to time?
Yeah.
Because she's 93. She didn't know I was underneath her for 3 days. Please help.
Yeah, someone needs to check.
Someone should pour Toby.
Oh, yeah.
God, Toby. Toby. Imagine Toby. Being trapped under a big lady's recliner.
I've imagined it.
The smells that must be in there.
Yeah, he's got that super hearing, so each fart sounds like just like the apocalypse is happening.
He's constantly farting.
Oh, there's the rumbling again. Yeah. Oh no, the walls are shaking.
And their sense of smell is so acute.
So crazy.
I'm in hell.
Yeah.
Toby. Toby, are you there?
Yeah.
I went in this cave hoping to die here.
She swept me under and I thought I had died. And this was the afterlife.
I wish I died.
Ah, little Toby. But Toby, luckily, is fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
And unluckily at the same time.
Well, yeah, and luckily. What kind of dog is that? I forget.
It's I can't even see what it is.
I don't know. It looks like a Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, it looks like probably in the Spaniel family.
Yeah.
Cute little Toby. Mm-hmm. Had a crazy 2 days.
Yeah, he did. He's like, there was rumbling, there was smells. The walls were shaking.
Pitch black.
Darkness. Just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
This is normally the time of year we talk about scary stuff, although this year living in fear just, you know, pretty much our everyday thing now. A new study looked into information to figure out what people in every state fear the most right now. And overall, for the first time ever, the most common fear in the country, anthropophobia.
Going outside?
A fear of other people.
Oh.
You got anthropophobia.
Yeah.
The number of searches for that fear up 500% from last year. It peaked in mid-April, so we're fairly sure this is coronavirus related.
Yeah. Isolation can make you that way, I think.
Well, yeah. People, yeah, the more you're isolated, the worse it is.
The less you talk to people, the less normal it becomes.
Yeah.
But then you're also, you're putting, you know, you're looking at people like, oh, is this person like a carrier of something, you know? So then it's a double whammy of...
And then the news is telling you how crazy people are going.
Yeah.
So you're like...
Because that, if I was going to say I had any... Fear? If I have any kind of fear right now...
Yeah.
It is, and it played out the other day, it's just dealing with someone else who's completely lost their mind. You know,
that's this fear, I guess, you know.
Well, it's fear of other people. I mean, but I'm not afraid of everybody. Right. It's just that, like, every once in a while, like, so I got gas the other day. I was with Stella. She wanted to get something to drink or something in the store. So I'm like, all right, put your mask on. I'll put my mask on. Let's go. And like a dude jumped out of a big truck, no mask, you know, and I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, great. Here we go. And I'm with Stella. You know, not like I was going to say, hey, dude, put a mask on or anything, but I just assumed we're going to walk in the store. The guy who's in charge of the store is going to say something to him like, hey, man, you can't come in here.
Yeah, he might flip out and get violent.
He's gonna, like that. My brain was going through that process and like might have to deal with that. Like, and I remember saying to Stella, I was like, hey, just stick with me.
Yeah.
Stand by me, you know.
How things change in a year. Last year, the most common fear was aviophobia, the fear of flying. Now that flying is much less common, it's gone way down the list.
Yeah.
Never been scared on a plane.
No, but I know people who definitely are.
Yeah, James.
Hello.
Yeah, James.
Yeah. Terror. It's terror in the skies.
Yeah.
Terror in the skies.
Every bump, every
the James
noise.
Campbell story.
I'm like, I think the plane's going down. Oh, it's just the drink cart. Yeah. Oh my God,
no.
Oh, she just wants to know if I want a snack.
Yeah.
Give me some more Xanax.
So, like, if the pilot is about to say something before he talks,
every time that ding goes on, I'm like, hold on to your butts.
Yeah.
Here we go. What's happening? Hold on to your butts. When's the flight over? Because I can't handle this.
Yeah.
No, you're not alone. There's a ton of people that have that fear for sure. I just really, it's never been my thing. I'm afraid of other stupid things like birds and clowns, but but flying, it's not on the list. Here's the list of all the states. Holes is a big fear. Is that
North Dakota?
That's North Dakota.
Yeah, there, but in Massachusetts.
In Texas, they don't like the outside.
Oh, maybe it's like sinkholes.
Is it that, or do they have that weird thing where they see like the patterns like the pattern of holes?
Yeah.
Oh, that weird. Yeah, whatever that's called.
There's a whole state that doesn't like clowns. They're with you.
Yeah. There's a few, actually, I think. New Hampshire and Montana.
Yeah.
Intimacy.
There's a few with intimacy.
There's a couple of states where their biggest fear is intimacy. That that hurts your sex life.
Yeah.
I just saw what Texas's was.
The outside.
The outside.
I'm afraid of the outside.
You know, one time I went out there with my rifle and I tried shooting the outside.
Lurleen, stay in here.
You can't get it.
Unloaded on the outside.
Beware of
They're not the only ones, because what's right above Florida right there?
Oh, Georgia, too.
Georgia.
Wow, I guess go to the outside.
Florida, it's germs or viruses in Florida right now.
Doesn't seem like it.
Really?
Doesn't seem like it.
Depends who you talk to, I guess.
Yeah,
in California, social media is their biggest fear. In Michigan, it's spiders.
I'm with them.
Old school arachnophobia.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't like spiders.
Being alone.
A lot of just people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot is just people.
A lot of that's in the South. Yeah.
The people one.
People, blood, the outside, the dark.
Failure. I'm afraid of failure. There's a few that's failure.
Yeah.
Failure's another big thing people hate.
Wow. People are afraid of failure in Arizona? It's not from what I experienced. They seem to embrace it.
Oh. And then Nebraska, it's just public speaking. Yeah. I don't like it.
We're keeping it old school.
Only one state with holes, oh, except for there's clowns, yeah. Failure and holes.
I'm so bad at geography now. Yeah. I'm like, which state is that?
What's Hawaii and Alaska?
I have an idea, but...
Hawaii is heights, Alaska is people.
Well, see, that's the thing. You see some of these places, the people thing makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Alaska, nobody lives by each other.
Right, and you're there to avoid people, right?
Yeah. Why heights in Hawaii?
Climbing up those volcanoes and looking down inside the lava pit.
Is there there's like a lot of big high volcanoes there?
Well, there's a couple.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I would have thought lava would have been the biggest thing to fill.
You're right. Eruption?
Maybe sharks?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think sharks in Florida or, you know, a coastal? No. Still.
There's a lot of places, though, where the people feel fear people.
Yeah.
But again, that's more so this year because of everything that's going on.
What do you think the wussiest thing? It's clowns, isn't it?
You think clowns is the wussiest thing to be afraid
of? Clowns is, well, spiders is pretty, I guess, depending on the spider.
What about the dark? That's pretty wussy.
Oh, man, scared of the dark. I hate the dark.
Chuck's afraid of the dark.
I hate the dark.
I mean, I'm scared of the dark in certain situations, too. Yeah, but for the most part, I think I could be brave enough to survive the darkness.
I can handle the dark if I don't hear something weird. And then as soon as I hear something weird, it's like lights on somewhere so I can like, so I don't wake up to something, some monster I can't see in the dark. You know,
people are, there's a few places that are afraid of blood. Mm-hmm. Blood doesn't bother me, but I'll tell you when it would is if I was going to get some on me, though.
You've
got a fear of blood.
That's what I mean. So I can't, like, I could
see
someone bleeding, but I can't. I sure wouldn't want, like, that hepatitis guy who was broke in.
Yeah, no.
I don't want blood all over me.
Yeah, blood that way I'd be scared of, like, other people's
blood.
So
I really don't want anyone's blood on me.
Yeah, no.
Not even a loved one's, because then that's bad. Yeah. Something's gone wrong.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, blood.
But I don't have the fear of it. I just... Like,
yeah.
Don't want to be in a situation with blood.
Exactly.
Because something is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the East Coast really doesn't like flying.
I wonder if it's that they live so close to places that they don't have to fly around much. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's weird.
Needles. In one state afraid of needles.
Yeah, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
We don't like needles.
I don't.
Are you guys have needles fear?
Anyone? No.
Mm-mm. No, but you know what Stella does. Is I can't look at him do it.
I understand that. I don't like to look.
Like, it'll be like a tiny little nurse girl, and she'll be like poking a needle, and I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I turn away. Yeah. I don't need to see it.
I guess it would be weird. Like, James and I got our flu shot together last week or the week before or something. Yeah. And
I turn my head every time.
Do you turn your head? I wasn't really paying attention to what you were doing. But it would be bad if you had that fear and you had to go into, like, a work flu shot situation. And be, oh, God,
and
no.
And then start crying.
I'm so scared of needles. I know I got tattoos. It's a different kind of needle.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so Stella is definitely afraid of getting shots. And, I mean, it's bad. It's bad. However, she has, her ears are pierced like 3 times each.
Because she can't see him, probably. Right?
I don't know what it is, but it's not like she had a great time getting her ears pierced, but...
It's probably more fun than the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Especially,
yeah.
I'm assuming they're probably done at Claire's or something, so you're going in to get all these cool jewelry and accessories for a young child, like a young
and
girl
plus,
would be into.
I think you're, like, more out in public.
Yeah, you're sitting in a chair at the mall with some 16-year-old retail worker coming in, hitting a little thing... You know, shove the needle through your ear.
It probably is environment, because, like, a doctor's office can cause, like, stress and anxiety itself. Yep.
This guy said, I'm a large black man and I'm not gay, but my fear is little white women.
I understand it.
They can.
They'll ruin your whole life. They'll ruin your whole life.
Right.
He knows.
Yeah.
Is that because, like, that's the typical Karen now? Like, that's the let me talk to the manager kind
of? I think there's probably several reasons for it.
I think women in general can light you up in a way that'll cause such fear.
Yeah.
This person said, my son is 11. If we're in a store and someone comes in without a mask, he's out. That's his fear. He drops whatever he's doing and he's out of there.
Man,
I could see how masks could scare a kid.
Poor kids.
You just see people's eyes. Like, it's nuts.
I just watched a video, though, of, like, one of the people in the creepiest Halloween costume I've ever seen in my life on a driveway. And this little child, like, walks up and is like, you're like, oh, God, it's going to freak out. But no, the kid's like, oh, gives it, like, a big hug because it doesn't know any better.
Huh.
It's like, it's not scary.
It's just like a
little monster.
That's crazy.
I'm like, that's terrifying. That's a terrifying costume.
Chuck, would you have run?
I would have run as a grown man.
This person said, I always get a free glass of wine on planes because the stewardess can always tell I hate flying or something. I grab the seat and freak out at every little bump like James.
Wine.
They always say, okay, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still pretty scared. I'm drinking about three glasses of wine, and I'm still terrified.
Well, the one flight that I flew on a small plane, like from my little small town to like a bigger town in Canada, it's a quick little flight, but it was like a propeller plane type of thing.
Oh.
But like larger sized, but still it was not a jet.
Right.
And the girl that was at the back of the plane and had like the... She was hyperventilating into a bag and screaming and yelling. And I'm talking the whole... So if it was like an hour flight, the whole time. Screaming and yelling. And it was like, wow. That's terrible. Like, I felt like you shouldn't be allowed to fly.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you shouldn't be allowed to fly. You can drive there in 4 hours or whatever. You should have had to drive.
Yeah, because that's terrifying for the other people that might not have flight.
And it was. There could be people like not quite as bad, like James.
Yeah,
that but you if trigger someone James. On that flight with him like that, then he's going to be going to bring his anxiety way up.
Before I was medicated to get on a plane, and we got on that flight back from Vegas, and the guy next to me was flipping out because he wanted a window seat, and he's like having a meltdown as I'm boarding, and I'm like, "Here we go! It's going to be a fun ride." Isn't it, pal?
Yeah.
So glad to be sitting next to you. And thank God the stewardess moved him or the flight attendant moved him.
Well, then if something kind of crazy but not like real crazy happens where like I was on a flight that like had to take back off as it was landing because of wind and stuff.
Yeah.
That was the one time I felt fear on a plane.
Mm. Like, right, because like, you're like, wait a second, I thought they have this every single time.
Yeah.
That happened to me 3 times, remember? And I was sitting next to a stranger.
Yeah.
And then she started praying. And every time... We had to abort the landing, which was 3 times. Her prayers got louder.
Yep.
By the time we finally landed, I was ready to knock her out.
Right.
I was ready to knock her out.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing to hear. It's just prayers. Yeah. Oh. When you see the flight attendants praying.
And things like this. Yeah. If this is it, Jesus, please take care of it. Like that God. Kind. Not like, please help us. It's like, if this is it, here's what I want you to do.
Yeah, that sucks to hear.
Wasn't great. I kept turning up the volume of my headphones. Like, I gotta stop hearing this lady. Yeah.
She was barking orders to Jesus. Huh?
Right. She was.
Yeah.
And she had lots of flair. Like she was a crazy lady.
Yeah.
Someone said it's not the dark; it's what's in the dark that they're afraid of.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I have not. Like my family makes fun of me because I never turn lights on anywhere.
Yeah.
I walk down to the basement, pitch black. I'm
really?
Scared.
Really?
You don't have kids like me then. Because I'll step on a Lego and then...
mine are older now.
Stepping on a Lego is a critical injury.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
The worst.
This is disgusting, but I stepped on a cup. Not like a drinking cup. I stepped on Rowan...
Rowan
took his cup out of his
jock. Oh, my God.
And, like, tossed it on the, like right by the staircase. I came down the stairs and on the very bottom... Stepped right on top. I mean, it hurt really bad too, but then I was like, oh my God.
No.
I just stepped on a cup. I'm like, Rowan.
This guy said
fun.
His fear of needles is so bad, he wouldn't even let the dentist use Novocaine on him to fill cavities.
I used to feel that way when I, for a certain amount of time, probably until I was about 16. I was like, just give me the gas or whatever. I don't want any needles. And the guy was like, cool with it. But then I started getting them, and I was like, God, that was so stupid for me to not just get them.
You ain't doing any kind of work on my mouth that involves drilling without me getting the Novocaine.
Yeah.
I'm already terrified to be in that chair.
I told you that one time I had a dentist who thought, oh, you're a big guy. You don't need freezing.
The worst experience ever.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, I've done a couple things without anything. Like he told me it was like surface or whatever. It's like, yeah, it's surface. Do you want to just do it? I'm like, yeah, whatever.
No, yeah, I've just had the numbing stuff, but they don't really seem to inject it in. It's just kind of, they gave me a jelly that they kind of put.
Oh really?
Oh my god, that was for something else.
Yeah, right? Yeah, because this is filling. Filling. They put it. Yeah, they put it in.
Right into the corner of your mouth. Like, you feel it in the nerve.
Yeah, yeah. And I talk like this for a while.
Yeah, start drooling out of your mouth because you can't feel anything.
Yeah.
Florida girl here, she says, terrified of spiders. There are so many insane spiders here.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
We just have, like, a couple.
Yeah, here. It's, I don't understand why that would be a big fear for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. You never know what you're going to be afraid of.
Right.
It's probably childhood trauma. It's related to some childhood trauma.
Exactly. Something got, yeah. I don't know where my spider. I think my dad watched Arachnophobia with me when I was like a young kid.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Mine clown thing is from the movie Poltergeist.
Yeah. Those old movies, old horror movies will mess you up.
Coming up, what insane thing did our douchebag of the day do to cover up a murder? Let's find out.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
One of two men facing charges in connection with a deadly shooting chewed up a pair of shell casings and swallowed a live round in an effort to conceal evidence in the case.
Did they already have them?
Christopher Velez, 21-year-old of New Jersey, was arraigned on a charge of murder. Victor Caganez, also arraigned on a charge of accomplice to murder and the death of a 48-year-old guy. This all happened because of an internet beef.
Oh my God, and he ate the shells.
Yeah, the suspects drove to this guy's home to confront him, knocked on his door, shot him in the head when he tried to close the door on them. He was taken to an area hospital where he died later. Following the shooting, the guy chewed and swallowed two shell casings and then swallowed one live round. They didn't have him yet. He was just hiding the evidence.
So then, I mean, at least if... Because it makes no sense if they've got you already and you're like, oh man, I better swallow this stuff. Because they'll just wait for you to poop it out. Like, it's...
Just bury it or throw it somewhere?
Yeah.
Why do you gotta eat it?
Because then it's on your person, like when they do catch up to you. That's the fact that he chewed him is a alarming thing.
Maybe assume he was right at his wit's end.
I guess.
Yeah.
The public defenders, though, say that they were just trying to intimidate. They never meant to kill the man. Both men are being held behind bars now pending their trial.
I wonder if they were trolls or if they were after a troll.
It's the result of an internet beef. Oh, it was with that guy's son. It wasn't actually with him. So, you know what? It's probably his son is one of those little guys that taunts you guys online.
Well, probably.
Yeah, I'm not going to roll up to his house because he's got way too good a shot. I'll tell you that right now.
The ones that are the little 12 and 13-year-olds that always taunt you guys and call you very derogatory names.
Horrible, horrible word.
Very offensive. Very offensive. I'm straight. I'm straight.
That's not what they say.
Where's the evidence that I've laid with another man?
Exactly.
Show me the proof. I want to see the evidence.
Pull up a bunch of pictures of me and James.
We weren't laying together.
Yeah, that's not lame.
This is two
bros having fun.
Yeah, it's called wrestling.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.